And we are back for our third and final segment this December 19th. Thanks for joining us this morning. My name is Glenn Wessel, host of Investor IQ. Just dawned on me, we have 6 days remaining for Christmas shopping. So if you don't have your Christmas shopping done, looks like you really shouldn't be listening to this show. So here's what you do. You turn your radio off in 8 minutes. No, I'm just kidding you. Anyway, before the break, we were talking about identity theft, and I've got some more tips for you that that I recommend you consider because they could really help you out. Before the break, I happened to mention that you can reduce the amount of junk mail that you get. So if you are anything like our household, you get credit card offers, you know, one or two a week, and insurance offers and all kinds of things that you have no interest in, and it just keeps your shredder busy. One of the best things you can do to just cut that off at the head is to opt out, as they say. So there is a toll-free number that you can call, and you can set your preferences. You can do it over the web as well. I don't happen to have the website in front of me, but the number is 888-5-OPT-OUT. I'll say it again, 888-5-OPT-OUT. You call that number, and you express your desire to opt out of different kinds of mailings, and they have to honor your request. So that will reduce a lot of the junk mail. There are websites that are available where you can specify which types of junk mail you want to receive. So if you're into antiques or classic cars, or you know, you collect sewing machines or whatever it is, you can set your profile so that you actually receive junk mail that would be of interest to you. So that's something to consider as well. A few other quick things about credit and identity theft and so on. Credit repair is a big business, and there's a lot of fraud that goes on with respect to credit repair come-ons. It's ripe for fraud because the people who need credit repair are those typically who are the most distressed. And the most distressed people are the ones who succumb to things that sound too good to be true. So if you have any kind of blemishes on your credit report, if you listen to various ads, it's going to make it sound like this company can guarantee that it's off your credit report, or they can build a new credit profile for you. Most of that is simply not true. You can challenge anything that's on your credit report that should not be there, and the credit bureau has to accommodate your challenge and let you put a statement on your credit profile. But you can't build a new credit profile. It just wouldn't make any sense for the laws to allow someone to do that. So if you hear that that's possible, it's just not. Here's what I did after I was defrauded and had my ID stolen. I started to play hardball. What I did was I installed or implemented something called a credit freeze. And this is what I recommend for anyone who is not necessarily needing credit on a recurring basis. So for instance, if you're the kind of person who stands in the checkout line of Lord & Taylor or Belk's, and you decide to take the credit card offer that they're going to offer you because you spent $400 to get 10% off your initial purchase, the credit freeze is not for you. But if you are more of the mindset where you have one credit card or two credit cards, and you have your mortgage, and your cars are paid for, or you have your car loans, and you're really not in the market for any kind of credit from any kind of source, what I suggest is you contact each of the three major credit agencies and tell them that you're interested in placing a credit freeze on your account. Basically, what that does is it tells them to lock your credit profile so that no one can see it. So if you're doing business with a bank, let's say you have a mortgage and you pay, you make your monthly payment to Wachovia or Wells Fargo every month, well, they can still see your credit profile because you're already doing business with that vendor. But any of the other ones out there who want to do business with you, the ones who are soliciting you on a regular basis, they can't see your credit profile. And if they can't see your credit profile, they're not going to probably want to send you letters because they don't know what you look like. They don't know if you would make a good customer for them because they haven't been able to eavesdrop on your data. So a credit freeze costs $10 to place. So there are three credit agencies, $30. For $30, you can set your credit freezes. Each company, each credit bureau that is going to give you a PIN that only you will know and only it will know. And when you want to unfreeze your credit so that you can get a new mortgage or to get a new car that you want to finance or that you do want to get a credit card from Costco or something like that, you call the credit bureau a day in advance and you explain to it that you want to unfreeze your credit. It might want you to send a letter, but I think they generally allow you to call on a recorded line. And they'll unfreeze it for 3 days or 5 days or 2 weeks or whatever you specify so that when that period is up, it automatically gets refrozen. How convenient is that? So for $30, your credit's locked down and you don't have to pay $9.95 per month or you don't have to incur any of those recurring credit monitoring fees. You just lock it down and set it and forget it. So if you're going to get credit in, a year and a half from now, you can have, 18 worry-free months pretty much between now and then. I can't guarantee that it's going to work, but it really has changed the way we receive mail and the number of offers that we get.
Yeah, it certainly has reduced it at our house. But I can't remember, Glenn, is that an annual fee or is that a one-time fee?
That's a one-time fee.
Okay.
One-time fee. So let's say you're a rich guy and you have one credit card and you're never going to need credit for the rest of your life. You spend $30, you freeze your credit, it's done. So Alice, why don't you remind the folks how they can get in contact with us?
Sure. Anyway, thank everyone that has written in, and or you're welcome to give us a call. It's 232-2000 at our business, Wessel Investment Council. We're located downtown in the Peck Square. At Peck Square in the Jackson Building. You could also go to our website, wesselinvestment.com, and there's a Contact Us link, and please send us any questions or comments you might have.
Yep, that's right. So thanks for joining us, folks. We'll be back in about a week, right after Christmas.
And
see you then.
Happy holidays, everyone.